Information should be considered to be internal. In some cases, outside vendor technical support will need to communicate with persons who have access to enterprise computer systems. Vendors must have specific contacts in the IT department so that those individuals can recognize each other for verification purposes. 4. Disclosure of passwords. Policy. Computer operations staff must never reveal their password or any other passwords entrusted to them without prior approval of an information technology manager. Explanation. In general terms, revealing any password to another is strictly prohibited. This policy recognizes that operations personnel may need to disclose a password to a third party when exigent situations arise. This exception to the general policy prohibiting disclosure of any password requires specific approval of an information technology manager. For extra precaution, this responsibility of disclosing authentication information should be limited to a small group of individuals who have received special training on verification procedures. 5. Electronic media. Policy. All electronic media that contains information not designated for public release shall be locked in a physically secure location. Explanation. The intention of this policy is to prevent physical theft of sensitive information stored on electronic media. 6. Backup media. Policy. Operations personnel should store backup media in a company safe or other secure location. Explanation. Backup media is another prime target of computer intruders. An attacker is not going to spend time attempting to compromise a computer system or network when the weakest link in the chain might be physically unprotected backup media. Once backup media is stolen, the attacker can compromise the confidentiality of any data stored on it unless the data is encrypted. Therefore, physically securing backup media is an essential process to protect the confidentiality of corporate information. Policies for all employees. Whether in IT or human resources, the accounting department or the maintenance staff, there are certain security policies that every employee of your company must know. These policies fall into the categories of general, computer use, email use, policies for telecommuters, phone use, fax use, voicemail use, and passwords. General. 1. Reporting suspicious calls. Policy. Employees who suspect that they may be the subject of a security violation, including any suspicious requests to disclose information or to perform action items on a computer, must immediately report the event to the company's incident reporting group. Explanation. When a social engineer fails to convince his or her target to comply with a demand, the attacker will always try someone else. By reporting a suspicious call or event, an employee takes the first step in alerting the company that an attack may be underway. Thus, individual employees are the first line of defense against social engineering attacks. 2. Documenting suspicious calls. Policy. In the event of a suspicious phone call that appears to be a social engineering attack, the employee shall, to the extent practical, draw out the caller to learn details that might reveal what the attacker is attempting to accomplish and make notes of these details for reporting purposes. Explanation. When reported to the incident reporting group, such details can help them spot the object or pattern of an attack. 3. Disclosure of dial-up numbers. Policy. Company personnel must not disclose company modem telephone numbers, but should always refer such requests to the help desk or to technical support personnel. Explanation. Dial-up telephone numbers must be treated as internal information, to be provided only to employees who have a need to know such information to carry out their job responsibilities. Social engineers routinely target employees or departments that are likely to be less protective of the requested information. For example, the attacker may call the accounts payable department masquerading as a telephone company employee who is trying to resolve a billing problem. The attacker then asks for any known fax or dial-in numbers in order to resolve the problem. The intruder often targets an employee who is unlikely to realize the danger of releasing such information, or who lacks training with respect to company disclosure policy and procedures. 4. Corporate ID badges. Policy. Except when in their immediate office area, all company personnel, including management and executive staff, must wear their employee badges at all times. Explanation. All workers, including corporate executives, should be trained and motivated to understand that wearing an ID badge is mandatory everywhere on company premises other than public areas and the person's own office or workgroup area. 5. Challenging ID badge violations. Policy. All employees must immediately challenge any unfamiliar person who is not wearing an employee badge or visitor's badge. Explanation. While no company wants to create a culture where eagle-eyed employees look for a way to ensnare coworkers for venturing into the hallway without their badges, nonetheless, any company concerned with protecting its information needs to take seriously the threat of a social engineer wandering its facilities unchallenged. Motivation for employees who prove diligent in helping enforce the badges always policy may be acknowledged in familiar ways, such as recognition in the company newspaper or on bulletin boards, a few hours off with pay, or a letter of commendation in their personnel records. 6. Piggyback